When I get my bills, I write I know on them and mail them back. I know.
Dominique, good morning.
What's going on, Tom, Stevie, Jay, Stevie, Steve?
Hello, Dominique.
Dominique, tonight is the night for the game.
Who's going down, Tom?
Yeah, yeah. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Chatty Roy.
Mr. Hibbert?
I'm going to go with Chatty Roy Hibbert. Yeah, I'm going to go with
Chatty Roy.
Chatty Roy Hibbert don't know how to shut up. Ain't never been in front of the lights, camera, action, Tom. Just said too much. You know, when you're not exposed, ain't nobody never asked the Indiana Pacers what they thought before. So he got his opportunity and lost his damn mind. Roy Hibbert, just answer the question. Don't nobody cuss the media out and they won the game, Tom. Before, most time they get to cussing you when they lose. You didn't win. You on the upswing. And this how you talking? No homo. You know, I said this boy right here.
Now,
there wasn't even no reason for him to say it. He just, you know, he nerdy for real.
I didn't know that no homo was a slur.
I didn't either, Tom. Because people say it so frequently.
People say it all the time. But the N word, nobody gets fined.
Right. I had no idea it was a bad word.
No homo is a slur.
$75,000.
It's a slur.
It cost him $75,000.
Well, it was those two things.
Okay.
How much is no homo?
I don't know what the breakdown.
But you call a press or MF, how much is that?
What's that word?
Probably wasn't that much. It was more no homo than what he said. People say that to the press all the time. They usually lose when they say it. Like, now you're going to attack me and kick me when I'm down. He on the upswing. Well, one thing we know, he wasn't a member of the Toastmasters class in school. That's for sure. Because he's short. He don't know what this. And then Paul George just is dumb. He going to say well-spoken. No, it wasn't. That's not well-spoken, Paul George. Y'all got to concentrate. Because you got to play the Heat and the referees tonight. You don't need no distraction, Chatty Roy.
The referees have been on Indiana's side.
They on whoever side playing against Miami, if you ask me. They take you out the game. They blow 19 whistles in a row. You can't recover from that, Tom. When you get 19 calls in a row against you, you can't recover from it. How you come back from it? So he need to focus on that and keep his mouth shut. Sitting up there looking crazy, saying anything.
Okay,
but I'm going with the Pacers.
So here's what we've learned. You cannot say no homo.
Right.
So you're going to say no Hibbert.
No Hibbert. You can't say that.
Can you say, can you say no Hibbert, Sib?
I think we'll find out from from the commissioner very soon whether that's admissible or not.
You probably can say no Hibbert.
I think nobody you can say no Hibbert, yeah.
Ain't nobody ever teach the boy workplace etiquette. Some stuff you can't say at work. You got to say this at home, see if you know what I'm saying. Everybody got, work something, but they don't just come out in front of people. Oh, you MF. No, Roy Hibbert, you went to Georgetown. I know Coach Thompson taught you a little bit better than that. I know Coach Thompson, that boy know better. That's how we talk at practice. This Roy, he ain't never been up. But I'm going with the Pacers tonight. I'm going with
you
the
with
Pacers.
Me. Uh-oh. All right,
I'm with you, Tom.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe Tom not with the marvelous Heat. I can't believe.
I got beef with the Heat. I got beef with the front office. It's personal.
Oh, okay. Well, then you doing right. You don't root for people you beefing with. Nobody cheers for people they beefing with, so you're doing the right thing today, Tom.
But I got Indiana.
And there's room here on the bandwagon for anybody else that wants to come on with me and Dominique.
Sorry, Indy.
Yeah, but I think if Indiana, Roy Hibbert and them need to keep their mouth shut and make sure they don't get brain freeze like they've been doing down in Miami. They be doing fine, and all of a sudden they can't hit a bucket, but I think it's going to be a great game. But I don't care who wins. San Antonio gonna put that mollywop down, so you take your choice. Oh, man, San Antonio coming through with it. So whoever win tonight, you know what? It's gonna be short-lived. That's all I can say. But I feel you with beefing. Everybody beefing, Tom. Ken do beefing, you know. Mary J. Blige.
Ken do beefing on Twitter.
He beefing on Twitter. What are you doing, Ken do? He wouldn't respond to his daughter, but a complete stranger. He got and his daughter done sent sonogram pictures of the grandson and everything. He ain't say nothing about that. Need to keep his mouth shut and get to managing. Y'all got a hefty bill to pay. You got to get to managing. This is his time to focus on the bill. This husband time right here, Kendu. You know, this when we say, honey, it's honey, fix it time. This is time to get up on that ladder and screw in that light bulb. You got to show her what you going to do. Mary trying to stay out of them stripes, and you know them stripes stay out of Rikers Island. Next thing you know, you look around, Mary leading the chorus in Rikers Island. MJB, that's my girl. Get it together, Kendu. Step up and take that boulder off her back and stop tweeting so much about people that can't help your finances.
All right, Dominique, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.